T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
There is a National Football League MVP voter, and I will tell you that he's out of Chi-Town, the Windy City, baby, Chicago, Illinois, who has said that he is ruling out Aaron Rodgers as an MVP candidate. His name is Hub Arkush. He is one of the 50 members of the media. The AP Press gives a vote for the MVP award that the NFL treats as its official MVP and awards at the Honors Banquet at the end of the year. Arkush was asked why he would not vote for Aaron Rodgers, and he said it's because he is, quote, a jerk, end quote, and a, quote, bad guy, end quote. He said, quote, I don't think you can be the biggest jerk in the league and punish your team and your organization and your fan base the way he did and be the most valuable player. He has been the most valuable on the field. Yeah, you can make that argument, but I don't think he is clearly that much more valuable than Jonathan Taylor or Cooper Kupp or maybe even Tom Brady. So from where I sit, the rest of it, why he's not going to be my choice. Do I think he's going to win it? Probably. A lot of voters don't approach it the way I do, but others do who I've spoken to. But one of the ways we get to keep being voters is we're not allowed to say who we are voting for until after the award has been announced. I'm probably pushing the envelope by saying who I'm not voting for, but we're not really supposed to reveal our votes. Arkush says he is free to change how he chooses who is the MVP. He said, quote, there's no guidelines. We are told to pick the guy we think is the most valuable to his team. And I don't think it says anywhere strictly on the field, although I do think he hurt his team on the field by the way he acted off the field. They're going to get the number one seed anyway, but what if the difference had come down to the Chiefs game where he lied about being vaccinated and they ended up getting beat? I can guarantee you I will not be the only one not voting for him. I think the way he's carried himself is inappropriate. I think he's a bad guy, and I don't think a bad guy can be the most valuable guy at the same time, end quote. Interesting from Hub Arkush, excuse me, out of Chicago, Illinois. It's a weird spot.
I would just throw this up, okay? Scott Hall was a bad guy, but the most valuable guy in WCW at one point.
Hey, yo. No, I think there is a great argument that Aaron Rodgers is the MVP, but I think I can also make a great argument that Cooper Kupp for the Rams is, that Jonathan Taylor for the Colts is, and that Joey B. Joe Burrow is for Cincinnati, although Jamar Chase has given him a run for that dime.
So what this guy did is he made it all about him, not about Aaron Rodgers. Look at me. I'm not going to do this because I disagree with him. Good for you, man.
I actually disagree. I actually think he has a good point. I think he has a good point.
Yeah, okay.
I think he has a good point. I think it is fine to say that Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, was an off-the-field distraction for the Packers, at least coming into the season, right? Do you contest that?
About whether he's going to play for them or not?
No. Yeah, about that.
No more so than any other player that you didn't know if they were going to play
right
for the team.
I agree, but no other player that's in the MVP race, right? I'm talking about specifically for this award. If you ask me to list the top three quarterbacks in the league, Aaron Rodgers probably at the top of that list right now. I'm not arguing with that. I'm not arguing that he is very valuable to the Packers. I'm saying I think this guy has a point.
So most valuable player, sorry. The last part is player.
Correct.
Player has to do with playing on the field. It doesn't have to do with whether you agree with his political affiliation or anything like that. It's about his play on the field. You take Aaron Rodgers off that team.
That Packers team's a 6-win team.
Absolutely. That makes him, for sure, the most valuable player on his team and possibly the most valuable player in the league.
He's certainly the most valuable player on his team. Not arguing that. There's some other guys on that team that are very good, but he is certainly the most. And I would argue he is. I would say if he wins the MVP, yep. Go with it. Good with it. I agree with this guy. The point that I'm making here is I agree with this guy's reason for not voting for Aaron Rodgers, because I think Aaron Rodgers has been a huge distraction to the Packers, but he's also good enough that they've been able to basically just kind of breeze on by that.
But again, the distraction was the media got mad. Was there ever a distraction? Did we hear anyone being disgruntled on the Packer team? Because I don't recall hearing any of that. Did we hear anybody go, you know, I wish that Aaron would just be quiet and come here? No, you didn't hear. All you got was support from his team. So how is he a distraction for the team?
I disagree. I don't think all we got. I think there were a number of players who sounded frustrated to me in the bites that they gave about him not being there for camp.
So you took by their enunciation that they were upset?
Yes,
or
did they absolutely say? Of course I did. That's how we communicate. That's like 80% of communication.
Yeah, same people. Lonzo, you don't look like you're having a good time.
Yeah, Lonzo.
Whatever.
Yeah, Lonzo. Texas says, Rob, this guy is just pissed. Rodgers is not vaxxed. As a vaxxed person, this is getting out of hand.
That's absolutely what this is about. Without a doubt. And again, dude, get over it. You're mad because you don't believe this guy should be MVP when it comes down to, and you mentioned some other guys that definitely should be up for it, but Aaron Rodgers is going to win it. And some people are going to be mad because of the vaccination, not because of his play on the field.
I am sure that's correct.
Because any of those guys would love to have Aaron Rodgers on the team that they root for.
I am sure you are correct. He is going to win it. I'm sure you are correct that there are some people, but I would also argue that, yes, the whole thing about lying about being vaccinated and having that turn into a circus around him was a problem.
Well, we started the show off talking about lying and about being completely honest.
Like when people call it a holler when it's built on the side of a mountain. It's not a holler, Lonzo!
Absolutely a holler.
It's not a holler!
You're just from Florida, man. What do you know?
We don't have hollers.
That's right.
We do have hollers, but it's just like, I bring me another beer! That's our holler.
That's redneck. There's a difference.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.